Thank you. Can you guys hear me okay? I don't think anybody in my life has ever said, I can't hear you. But there's a first time for everything. I am so happy to be here. Thank you so much, Joan and Jimmy and Don. I'm so happy to read with so many wonderful poets who I've known a long time. Like, I think I've known Nikki for, like, I don't know, maybe almost as long as I've known Joan-ish. I'm not good at numbers. And I'm always happy to do anything with Jennifer Jackson Berry. And I'm going to read some poems from the book and some new poems. Bio. I've been fucking my way to happiness since 2004. The man who loves me the most is biologically a woman. She thinks I'm beautiful and tender. I don't know my place in this world. I got picky somewhere between Pittsburgh and Chicago. Before I moved, you told me you'd meet me halfway, like Cleveland. Show up. I'm tired of waiting for you. I'd call, but I'm not good with the phone. I've run out of interesting things to say, except for this. Diego Rivera fucked Frida Kahlo's sister Christina, and Frida forgave him. I don't understand that forgiveness any more than I understand why I keep falling in love with dead people, people I can't touch. I'm not ever going to forgive my mother for anything. If I could afford it, I'd live in the pink co-op building on the next block and wear black Louis Vuitton pumps. I like the color pink. My grandmother married when she was 20. At that age, I was fucking a Christian guy who had a girlfriend. He thought pulling out meant it didn't count. When he needed help putting the rubber on, I threw him the fuck out. Thank you. Thank you. And now I'm going to read some new poems. For some reason, I wish I could remember the story behind it, but Jan Beatty and Aidan Angle told me to write a poem called Making Jam. I think, like, I misread somebody's flyer and was like, why is this person writing about jam? And they were like, you're dumb. So Making Jam. I'm convinced the answers to all my questions are behind the Spanish moss in Savannah or the sweaty nape of a man's neck when he grabs me at a house party. I know he's too young, but I follow him into the bathroom anyway. One of us unhooks my bra. I'm on my knees, asshole in the air. Who am I to refuse this kind of need? 23-year-old thrusting hard. I'm only human, and there's banging on the door now. Man voices saying something. Man voices always saying something. The man voice I want is groaning on my nipple. Feed me. His sweat, sugar water, dampening my skin. Kiss me again, he says. Pretty, he says. Let's get out of here. Celebrating my mother's birthday at the Charlotte Airport, May 2017. She's 59, I think, 60 tops. I order the crab cake sandwich at some seafood place that kinda looks like a TGI Fridays. Delayed flight equals long layover, so I order the chocolate lava cake too. The waiter, Amir, has a strange accent, calls me darling. Maybe he's an alien. My body is covered by mosquito bites and bruises, nipples bitten raw. Jay calls. I tell her what I'm doing. She laughs. Been there. I hate my mother. Her meanness, horrible taste in men, boxed hair dye. The crab cakes were delicious. The cake, not so much. But when Amir asks, I tell him I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful because I'm not my mother. I'm wonderful because I'm smart enough to be angry, but still grasp in surprise at the gecko on the side of Sonia and Jason's house. If I were a different person, I'd call my mother, or at least wish her well. Instead, I'm eating whipped cream like it's the sauce that made me, like maybe Amir is the one who pushed me, screaming from his strange body. I was recently down south, and I can't get over it. I miss it a lot. And I guess, like, I don't know shit about gardening at all. Like, I think I've killed every plant I've tried to grow. But, like, they have yards in Savannah, and they garden down there. And I'm like, what? And so my friend Sonia has this beautiful garden, and she does things. And I'm like, what do you, I don't get it, you know, but she let me water her lawn, which made me happy. Portrait of Sonia gardening. Cut off red tea. I love her fingers in the dirt, how she works the soil. Look, there's ferns growing in these bottles. And sure enough, don't you think the elephant ears are bigger than yesterday? People think I'm crazy. She pulls up potatoes, shows me the avocado tree. I didn't know avocados grew on trees. It's just, I don't have to think about it. My brain goes quiet. Here, water this. Do you hear the mockingbird? Do you see the cardinal? Look at the dung beetle. I don't always see what she's looking at, but I still look amazed. And, like, sometimes for real, I was like, what the hell is a mockingbird? Like, but I'd be like, oh, I, yeah. Blessings. Bless his fist banging against the shower wall. Bless his enlarged, angry eyes. Bless the shampoo bottle that falls down. Bless the wall that wasn't my face. Bless his fingers scrolling through my phone. Bless his naked body, water dripping from hair. Bless his fist. Bless his voice. You're disgusting. Bless the other men I did not fuck. Bless his long legs walking toward the couch. Bless the sun that is not yet up. Bless the man who loves me. Bless the wall that was not my face. Bless the voice. Come here. Bless large eyes. Naked man. Bless. This is your fault. Bless a drop towel. Bless thighs spread apart. Bless my terrified body. Bless the locksmith that changed the lock. Bless. Was it good for you? Bless a new key. The woman on the abuse hotline. Leave him. Bless the wall that could have been my face. Bless the garbage bag I put his shit in. Bless the note I left. Bless the date, December 2nd, the date I did not die. He did not kill me. Bless the tears I did not cry even once. Bless the courthouse, attorney, PFA, Dina. Bless the couch he raped me on, the job I almost lost, silence on the end of a phone call. Bless the date I did not die. Bless the wall that was almost my face. Thank you. Thank you. Imagining your face through the red megabus window. Somewhere around 7 a.m., PA 51 North, and I wish you over the mountain, but I know you're tucked away in a brunette's bed down south. I cannot love you any more than I do now, so I'm running from your voice, your smile that's always a grin, the way you call me baby when it's dark and we're the only ones in the room after we've been drinking and hugging too much. He was just drunk, sensible Izzy says when I call her, near tears. That's what you have to keep telling yourself. If I could, I'd erase that night almost a year ago from my memory. You know the one. You and me on that gray couch I'd set fire to if it was in front of me. I want to love someone less, someone who doesn't make the world stop when he enters a room. And I have one more, and I can't believe my arms are long enough for me to reach that. Like I said, I was just down south, and this is a Savannah poem. Another one, I guess. the expert of the weird and unweird. Somewhere in Savannah, the trees bend downward in an alien way, like they're trying to pick up something they dropped. In Pittsburgh, the humidity is so thick it gets stuck in my throat, almost like a chowder. And you know, I don't like soup. You've been dead 3 months and 19 days. In Malaysia, another plane goes missing. Aliens, you'd say, or CIA. Miley Cyrus wins the VMA for Music Video of the Year, and a couple rides a tandem bike down Forbes. In Savannah, I stand with Mac on his balcony, and we're smoking your Camel filters. You said it was the only real brand. He's telling me about how he played basketball when he was 9, took his ball to the court, and smashed ants with it. I quit when my parents said it was weird, he says, and looks at me. This would be your territory, the expert of the weird and unweird. I like the way the sun sets above his head. I drown cockroaches when I'm alone and missing you, like to watch their little legs stop moving. You know what it means when you kill animals, my friend in Savannah says. What else can I destroy? You don't visit in dreams anymore. I still yell at your ghost, sleep with your gray flannel shirt. Thank you.